Wakey, wakey, up and at 'em. It is your Friday cha-ching achievement unlocked. 5 out of 5 days, Snow FM breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
Like how you say achievement unlocked, we've literally started the day.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, well, we've still got a day to go before the weekend, but it's only one day. So you can't complain with that.
Ever the optimist, Jordan.
Exactly.
Ever the optimist. Mm. In the mix, we got some Ed Sheeran this hour. Also that new one, Medusa's Piece of Your Heart. However, Friday at 6:05, it's worth mentioning what's on the way.
Someone has attempted to buy something online, which is something I know a fair bit about.
I mean, we've spoken about this before. I've never actually purchased anything online.
I have bought a lot of stuff, actually. I've got some stuff coming.
Oh, yeah?
Very excited about that.
Awesome.
Anyway, someone has attempted to buy something online. This product, they needed their ID. They used a fake ID, but it's one of the best fake IDs I've ever seen.
Does it say McLovin?
No.
Medusa and Good Boys, Piece of Your Heart, Snow FM, breakfast, 18 minutes past 6 and fake IDs.
Yes, Simo, we never condone using one, of course. They're not the right thing to do. But someone has attempted to use this fake ID and it's just so bad that it's good, let's face it.
Brilliant. All right, what are we dealing with?
All right, Simo, I will read you the details of this fake ID and just see when you twig.
See if I notice at what point it's fake.
All right, so it's a male. Eye colour is blue. Height 205 centimetres.
Oh, that's a tall unit.
Tall unit, but all legit so far.
I mean, yeah.
Date of birth, the 22nd of May, 1970. Hair blonde.
Okay.
Weight 68 kilograms. Issued 29.
He's 68 kilograms and he's over 200 centimetres.
Yeah.
All right, now we're starting to get into the realm of... Do your research.
Fair enough. Issued 29th of May 2017. So far, I mean, the weight to height ratio is a bit off, but so far, nothing would twig.
Was it a driver's license?
Yeah, driver's license.
So he was born in 1975. 1970, and it was issued in what year?
2017. Well, you know, he can have another one and it just expired and got a new one.
He was on his P's for ages.
All that. But, you know, nothing that would kind of twig you.
Necessarily.
Until we get to the name. Now I think this is where you're going to
talk. Alrighty, what's his name?
Name, Thor.
Oh, nailed it. How did he spell it?
As in the Thor.
T-H-O-R?
Yes.
Did he have a hammer?
No, but he lives in number 69 Big Hammer Lane in Calgary and has included that picture, Simo.
Ah, brilliant.
Would you
that
like
is
to
great.
Say who is the picture is of?
Oh, it's Hemsworth.
Exactly.
That is hilarious.
He's done a proper ID for Thor and tried to buy stuff online.
And weirdly,
has been stopped.
I mean, there's the other pun in there. His name is Thor Thunder, and then his last name is Odin's son. As in Odin, literally Odin's son.
Mm.
Nailed it. That's sweet.
Well, it didn't nail it because it didn't work, but I mean, fair enough. Fake ID shouldn't.
So what happened to the guy?
I know, he just attempted to buy stuff online and it didn't work.
All right, so it's not like, you know, his brother Loki, like, threw him in the dungeon or anything like that. Fresh play, Jess Malboy, Blessing on 97.7 Snow FM. It is Simo and Jordan. Snow FM breakfast, 20 to 7, rather. I'm getting way ahead of myself.
20 to 9? Someone's getting a bit ahead of
us. Ooh, thinking about the end of Friday.
Imagine someone listening and just say, 20 to 9, I'm late!
20 to 9, I was supposed to be at work an hour ago.
But no, there is bad news, not for that person. You can have it a little bit longer in bed, but if you're an avocado lover like me.
Yeah, bad news for the breakfast food.
Mm-hmm.
You partake in a lot of guac, right?
I do.
A lot of guacamole, a lot of avocado. Mm-hmm. You're a big fan of the green. Is it technically a fruit? Green fruit.
That is a good question. Yeah, I think it's a fruit.
It's got a big seed in it.
It's got a seed in it. I think that's the criteria. I don't know.
Get around this, right? So Mexico, apparently their taco stands and what have you, not actually real guac.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like what? There are no avocados?
It's cooked zucchini to give it its green kind of aesthetic.
Yeah.
Not real avocados because, right, apparently the avocado market is reportedly tied up in drug cartels. They're running extorting the fruit producers, the markets and stuff. And so what they're doing is they're getting people hooked on avocados and then they're jacking up the price. So you're effectively a junkie.
Yeah, but I mean, when it's a fruit, I don't think it's as bad.
You're still funding not terrorism.
What are you trying to say, Simo? I'm pretty sure I don't remember seeing this in that TV show, Narcos.
You're still funding the Mexican cartels, Jordan, with your avocado habit.
Yeah, I still feel like avocado.
Imagine if the hipsters knew. 5 minutes past seven for your Friday on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan, things are going off like a World War II bombshell.
I know, I was just thinking during that news break, we've been talking about some interesting things this morning.
Have we covered?
So we got unexploded bombs. Yep. That's coming up. We started off with fake IDs and we've been talking about drug dealing as well. We might not be back on Monday. Jitterbine Police might want to have a little chat to us.
It wasn't us doing the drug deal. That was the Mexican drug lords.
And it wasn't us doing the fake ID. That was someone who thought it was a good idea to put Thor's picture on one.
However, this one, again, a weird one. The fact that a guy is doing a bit of a drive through rural Australia.
Mm.
Picked up a couple of interesting things on a property. I was like, that'll look pretty good on the shelf at home. He's using them as bookends. So you know how you keep all your books together and all nice and mm-hmm. tight on the shelf at home?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out what they actually were World War II bombshells. And then it got to the point where he's like, I'll donate these bookends to an Indigenous exhibition mm-hmm. at a local airport in the Northern Territory.
And they were unexploded. Was there any chance that they could have just randomly exploded?
That's the thing. So they had to be removed by explosive experts.
I can understand that.
Yeah, makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. So there you go. Bombs and planes, not two things you want to put together. But this guy was like, it's fine.
Tell you what, sometimes you're walking past a bookshelf, you might accidentally knock it and the book falls onto the ground. You certainly don't want to do that with an unexploded bomb.
You'll never look at a bookshelf the same way again. I got a quote from him here as well. It was actually my wife who made me donate them because she was sick of having them in the house. It is Simo and Jordan, and right now in the midst, well, not the midst, it is beginning. It's time for a bit of turn or burn. It's all thanks to Monster Energy.
Simo will read out a couple of words in a moment. Those words are either a snowboard trick
mm-hmm.
or a succulent meal.
Let's play the thing.
I'd rather live life to the extreme.
Called the grind, bro.
Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
Somebody get me my board.
This is Turnabout, and it's all thanks to Monster Energy.
I want that little gremlin saying, eating a meal, a succulent Chinese meal, as my text message ringtone. So every time you send me a text, Simo, just that pops up.
That's right. Turn or burn, is it a meal or is it a sick skill, I ask you? So what we're dealing with this morning is the beef carpaccio. What are your thoughts, Jordan?
Well, I mean, if you know what it is, give us a call now.
64-572-977 is the number.
If you're right, you'll get a little gift pack thanks to Monster Energy and go into the running to win a snowboard. Even if you're wrong, I think we've still got some cans of Monster Energy to give away. Simo, you asked me my opinion. I've got absolutely no idea. Hopefully someone else does.
Good morning to our first caller through. Who have we got there this morning?
Sam.
Morning, Sam. You're on the road up the hill this morning. You're a skier or a snowboarder?
I'm a snowboarder.
All right. Well, I won't judge you because I am too. What about you, Jordan? You judging him?
I'm a skier, so I'll just go stand in the corner over here alone for a moment.
Sam, what do you reckon? Is it a snowboard trick or is it, in fact, just a meal?
It's a meal.
You reckon it's a meal? Well, let's find out. We've got our very own professional snowboarder. His name is Hans Stiegelbauer, and he knows the answer. Let's find out.
Hello, here's Franz Strudelbauer, Bavarian snowboard champion for you, yeah? This carpaccio is a naughty trick, yeah? Your backhand grabs between your legs until you're yodel.
Okay, well, apparently, according to Hans Stiegelbauer, it is in fact a snowboard trick. But, Sam, this morning, we'll slide you a Monster Energy pack. We've got a couple of cans in there. We'll throw you away.
Thank you.
No worries. Have a cracking day.
Will do, mate. Thank you.
Ed Sheeran, Eminem and 50 Cent, Remember the Name on Snow FM at breakfast. And we're bringing the heat this morning on the way to 8 o'clock.
We are, Simo. We got Omar Idol on the way soon. Your Omar's probably got some ingenious method to keep cool during the summer.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily need to keep cool here and the snow is in the winter, but across on the other side of the world in Europe, they do. They're going through a massive heat wave at the moment. Nice.
Hot air.
It's hot, effectively.
Mm. Oh. So, I'm just waiting for music to start. There we go. So, you know, we see in the news every now and again, like, England's going through a heat wave, and then you click on the article and it's 25 degrees and you're like, oh, come on, mate, seriously.
Hmm.
But here, now, Europe is going through a massive heat wave, and genuinely, some of these temperatures compared to what we get here in Australia. Like, yesterday in Paris, it was 42 degrees.
Oh, that's... Ouch. Toasty?
That's, like, hot for here. In Germany, it was 41. Netherlands hit 40 degrees. It's crazy how hot it is over there. The UK, 36. I mean, they got a bit of catching up to do. But Belgium and Luxembourg also hit the 40s. So I'd love going to Europe, but I never thought I'd say this. Might wait until it gets a bit colder.
I assume that was Celsius.
That was Celsius.
Because if it's Fahrenheit.
If it's Fahrenheit, not much of a concern.
Like they're still freezing to death. We are in the midst of Omer Idol. It is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. So you'll be able to score yourself a voucher there. Grab yourself some hot chips. I've had a couple of burgers this week.
Nice.
And just by calling 645-729-77, when you recognise the lyrics that Omer will be singing. Good morning, Omer. How are you?
Good morning, boys. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're both very well. Thank you, Omer. Hey, is there anything else I need to bring to the barbecue tomorrow? I think I've got everything sorted.
Oh, yes, I want you to bring the heart of an artichoke sock within a plum-laced vinaigrette, okay?
Okay, I'll just make a note of that. Hey, Omar, I don't know if you were listening just before, but we were talking about how hot it is in Europe at the moment. Paris was like 42 degrees yesterday. I was wondering, do you have any tips for the people of Paris? How do you keep cool during these long, hot Aussie summers?
Oh, yes, I have many tips, but the best tip to stay nice and cool is to wear what God made you in. Just walk upon the streets with your clothes thrown away and your birthday suit open to all of the elements.
I'm pretty sure that's technically illegal for public nudity, but we'll gloss over that anyway.
Most of my family partake in it.
Oh, do they?
Mm.
Very glad you don't.
Opa looks so good walking in the mountains on the hot days.
Starting to feel a bit sick now, to be honest. shall we get into this, Simo?
Absolutely. Omer, did you get those lyrics that we sent you?
Oh, yes, but I was going to ask, would it be okay if Opa and I sing this one together?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, like, there's no problems here. Everyone will just have to try to guess it. 645-729-77 if you can guess what my grandparents are singing.
He was a skater boy, he said, see you later, boy. She wasn't good enough for her.
She had a pretty face, but her head was up in space. She needed to come back down to earth.
Omer,
was that okay?
Omer and Opa, well done.
We're
you guys
speechless.
Yes.
Well done.
Love
that. That was amazing.
If you guys...
Oh, thank you, boys.
If you know what those lyrics were, 645-729-77 is the number to call. Score yourself a Mountain Munchies voucher. It is Omer and Opa Idol.
I know, we're going to have to change the name.
Yeah. Take it away for us one more time, guys.
He was a skater boy. He said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her.
She had a pretty face, but her head was up in space. She needed to come back down to earth.
Fantastic.
Omer, Opa, thank you very much again for this week.
We love you, boys.
Have a good weekend, boys.
And I'll see you tomorrow at the barbecue.
Bye.
Love you. She's a bad guy, he's a bad guy, Justin Bieber and Billy this morning. Snow FM breakfast, it is Simo and Jordan hanging out.
And Simo, we're in the midst of Omer Idol, and I think we've got two competitors who are going to have a go at it this morning.
Yes, good morning too. Well, we've got Hamish on the line and his mum Jane. How are you guys?
Hi.
Hi.
Now, what are you guys up to for today? Apparently Hamish is big into his Lego. What, you got some Lego on the schedule today, Hamish? What are you doing?
School.
He's got a bit of school on.
Lego after school. I know. Back when I was Hamish's age, I used to love Lego. But unfortunately, school does have to come first.
Speaking of which, Hamish, how old are you?
Eight.
He's 8 years of age. Now, this artist from this morning, I said, see you later, boy. Who possibly sung those lyrics? Hamish, do you know who?
Avril Lavigne, Skate Boy.
He's got it.
Hey, now, Hamish, be honest with us. Have you ever heard that song, or did Mum have to tell you the answer?
Mum's got it on her phone.
As she should, considering that song came out before he was born. Hamish, thank you so much for the call today. Have a great day at school.
You're welcome, and thank you.
You're so damn beautiful. 5 seconds of summer easier this morning. Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you. 12 minutes off your workday, kicking at 9.
And Simo, it's the end of the week for us, but it's been a big week.
It has. It's been, I think we started off strong with that shot that you sorted out for us.
Yeah, remembering back to Monday. Jeez, that was not fun. It's a shot of tomato sauce.
We always like to start off the week with, some shots because it's a bit of a party vibe.
Yeah, and we will be doing it as such next Monday. Simo, it's your turn.
First thing Monday morning, 6 a.m. shots.
For me, I'm looking forward to it.
A reason we bring that up is because Dear Diary is back, starring Rachel G from Admin.
Dear Diary, it's been a hot minute since I've had time to write, but the boys, they want me to keep you up to date. Jordan's shot of tomato sauce backfired immensely on Monday.
Why, Jordan, do you do this? Why? I ask you. Why do you do this? Why?
Do you want to say what it is or shall I?
It's tomato sauce, you idiot.
They are too late. We've already got the thing.
Dear Nut, you got to reward the call, Jordan.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That is horrible.
Simo's Oma came back from Scotland and was not happy with her boys.
Anything is worth getting. It's worth waiting, Jordan. Don't worry, my love.
Thank you, Oma. I was worried you'd be angry with me and I'd become an outcast like Simo, but thankfully I'm not.
Oh, no. You'd have to have years of neglect for that.
There's that German snowboarder as well who knows all the tricks.
Oh, that's rubbish. That's never a snowboard trick. They try to fool you.
And I've always wished for more siblings to play Scrabble with, but Darren sound a bit full on.
How many of those have you got?
Eight.
And they all start with D?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Okay, we have to ask. Do you mind if we ask what all their names are?
Denny, Darren, Donald, Denny, Deborah, David, Danielle.
If you don't mind me asking, why do your parents
our
like mum, the letter D?
My mum liked D.
I can tell.
I need to lie down, but I'll wake up on Monday with Snow FM Breakfast. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.